Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that people often ask. And that question is regarding one of the signs of the reappearance of the last Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As you know, there's a lot of signs which have been mentioned in a lot of our books of traditions related from the other Imams alayhi salam. And you know, these are kind of popular, you know, in amongst the people. You know, people often talk about them, and then if something comes up, a current event comes up, something happens, you know, people like to apply those signs to the event that happened and say that, oh, look, this is, you know, one of the signs of the reappearance of the Imam that's happened. Like, for example, you know, with respect to the virus that's going on currently, the coronavirus, a lot of people mention one of the popular signs related regarding the reappearance of the Imam, which says that two-thirds of the population of the earth, or one-third of the population of the earth, or something like this, will die before the reappearance of the Imam. So the question that we want to address today is basically, to what extent is this sign authentic? And has this actually sign been mentioned in the hadith or not? Before we get to the answer to this question, in general terms, we like to say that a lot of signs have been mentioned for the reappearance of the Imam in the collections of traditions, and a proper understanding of which one of these is are authentic or not, it depends upon a evaluation and an assessment of the propriety and correctness of the chains of transmissions by means of which these signs have been reported. But keeping this general premise in mind, with respect to the aforementioned sign that we talked about or that was questioned, we can say that there are traditions which do indeed state that before the reappearance of the Imam, two-thirds of the population of the earth will perish, and only one-third will remain. For example, in a tradition, it has been reported that Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that the Mahdi alayhi salam will not reappear unless one-third of the people are not killed, and one-third of the people do not die from a natural death, which in effect, and one third will not remain. So in effect, this means that two-thirds of the population will die, one-third of which will be killed, and another one-third of which will die a natural death. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said that this matter, meaning the reappearance of the Imam, will not occur unless two-thirds of the people do not perish. Muhammad ibn Muslim and Abu Basir asked the Imam that if two-thirds of the people die, then who will remain? To which the Imam said, are you not satisfied that one-third will remain? There's also various other traditions which have been related from Imam Sadiq that in effect say the same thing. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at one of the signs of the reappearance of the Mahdi. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.